You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. More than two decades after coming to Fresno State to teach Spanish and Portuguese, Saul Jimenez Sandoval was recently named the ninth president to lead the university. Since last fall, he has been serving as the interim president. I spoke with him about his vision for Fresno State, his approach to closing achievement gaps, and when fans can expect to return to Bulldog Stadium. Your personal background is something that I think is reflective of many Fresno State students. Can you talk about how that might inform your approach to leadership?
Thank you, Kathleen, for this opportunity. Yeah, my background is the background of the region, really, not just of our students. I came here when I was about to be 10. I went through the Fowler school system. I graduated from Fowler High with honors, and then I went off to UC Irvine to find myself, really. While there, I realized what a special community Fresno was, and I came back with a PhD, and I started teaching here Spanish and Portuguese. And throughout that time, I really began to see the incredible diversity and the incredible strengths of our community throughout the time that I was teaching through our students. So it's a story, I think, that's familiar to a lot, because a lot of, have also gone through that as well.
So I would imagine that during your interview process, there was a fair amount of conversation about your vision for Fresno State and your priorities for the university. What are they?
So my vision really is to elevate the visibility and the scope and the positive influence that education, higher education has in the region, Fresno State has in the region. I want people to become aware that every single facet of Fresno life and of the region as a whole, not just of Fresno, but of the entire region, is truly permeated by the power of education that Fresno State represents. And that we literally transform the lives of individuals day in and day out, of regular people who come to us and say, I want to get an education. They get an education, they graduate, and then they become incredible professionals in our communities. I think I want to call attention to key areas that the university produces, this incredible amount of professionals. Key areas would be education. 60% of all of our education administrators have a degree from Fresno State. So that includes principals and superintendents and assistant superintendents, et cetera. The other area would be agriculture. We're an incredible powerhouse in agriculture, engineering, the health sciences. I mean, I can go on and on and on about that, but I really want to make our community aware of how it is that Fresno State really is that shining beacon of light that illuminates just basically every single facet of our lives. And I also want to focus on graduate education. I think for the most part, we think of Fresno State as an undergraduate university. Of course, we're very proud of that, but the graduate degrees are really the shining crowning glory of Fresno State as well. We have incredible degrees in public health, and we have incredible degrees in education, in physical therapy, in nursing. These are the degrees that really sustain so many pillars of our community and in our valley as well.
So in your announcement, you talked about your experience as interim president and how it opened your eyes to the impact of Fresno State on the region. I'm wondering if you could elaborate more. What exactly did you learn about Fresno State's relationship to the community in your role as interim president?
I learned just so much about Fresno State, being interim president. As provost, I got to know the university quite well through our discipline. So I visited every single department we have at Fresno State during my time as provost. And that really gave me a strong, solid background on the type of research we were doing at the university and how the research was impacting our communities, whether it be in health or whether it be in education or the arts. As well, we're leaders in all of that. But more than anything, I got to see the big picture of the impact that Fresno State has in the greater community with athletics, for example. Athletics is this incredible synergy at Fresno State that literally brings our community together. Our community cheers on our team. And in doing so, what happens is that we become one single community. one single big red wave, right, cheering on our Bulldog teams. The power of athletics is one that is like no other. So I got to see that very valuable part of it. I also got to see how industry plays an incredible part in our educational journey as well. Fresno State is an incredible university because we connect students to the world. We literally connect students to a future of promise and a future of, you know, stability as well, and, you know, a thriving stability for that matter. But along that line, though, I began to see how Fresno State is this just incredible energy that it has the power to innovate with our industry partners, with this experiential learning that we're developing, you know, in a great scale right now. I want to make the public aware that at Fresno State, we give back to the community 1 million hours of volunteer work each and every year. And this volunteer work includes our internships, and it also includes our service learning classes as well. So 1 million hours makes us the clear leader across the country, not just within California, but across the country, as far as what we give back to the community. And those 1 million hours, of course, can be directly connected to our industry partners, who can provide our students with this experience that they need in order to connect the theoretical that they have in the mind with the actual practice doing it in the workplace. So I'm looking forward to strengthening that relationship with our industry partners. I'm looking forward to also promoting a sense of economic growth and innovation within Fresno State that impacts our region as well. I think that's going to be very crucial. I want to collaborate with K-12 and also our community colleges so that we all collectively together promote a college-going culture, because the more college degrees we have in our community, the more innovative we become, the more economically stable we are, the more startups there will be in our region. So I see Fresno State as a direct partner to the economic stability and the economic future of the Fresno region.
So you talked about athletics. Any updates on opening Bulldog Stadium to fans in the fall?
Sure. We will have fans in the fall, for sure. That's a given. We are still waiting for guidelines as to what that will look like, to what degree we'll be able to fill up our stadium. But I'm very confident that we'll be able to have fans in the fall, and that we'll be able to really come together again and cheer for our teams.
Well, let's talk about academics in the fall as well. What is it going to look like?
It'll look like 70 and 75% will be face-to-face, which is a great change for us. We were in fall 2020, just a year ago, 7% face-to-face. And then this last spring, 2021, we were at 11% face-to-face. So from that 11% face-to-face, we're going to scale it up to about 75% face-to-face. The rest of it will be the traditional classes that we've always had. We have never been 100% face-to-face. We've always had a pretty strong component of online courses, but the rest of that will be also virtual synchronous, and then asynchronous as well. And then we also have these classes that are not fully face-to-face, but interface with the community very strongly, such as nursing, for example, is one of those classes as well. So we'll bring back the students to the campus. We'll open up the library. We'll open up the spaces for our students to be on campus and to really enjoy the experience of being students at Fresno State. One of the biggest lessons we learned is that the students miss the university. Of course, they miss the university. And of course, they miss their classes. But what they really missed the most was the space, the ability to go to the library and say, I'm going to take, you know, an hour of my time to just really focus on what I have to focus, to really write that essay and just be in a silent space in which I can do my work. Or I'm going to go to, you know, the student center and then just really meet with friends, interact with friends, and just, you know, relieve that stress of the everyday. The mental health issue, it's big with our students right now, because we need to bring back the experience of a university more than anything.
So within education in general, there is a lot of talk about closing achievement gaps, meaning specifically, how do you create conditions where Black and Brown students are graduating at similar rates as their white counterparts? And while this is a problem across academia, it's certainly not unique to Fresno State, it is one that needs to be addressed sort of campus by campus, even classroom by classroom. So what is your approach to improving educational outcomes for historically underrepresented students?
We have equity gaps at Fresno State. We have about a 10% equity gap between Pell Grant recipients and non-Pell Grant recipients. And Pell Grant recipients, for the most part, tend to come from economically disadvantaged backgrounds. And that's really the one area that I'm going to go after more than any other area. And we have courses at Fresno State that have traditionally been too challenging for our students and that have discouraged our students at the beginning of their career. I think what we need to understand with that is that the critical years for someone who comes to college, for a college student, are the beginning years. It's the beginning years when this individual begins to get acclimated, you know, to what Fresno State is about, begins to think about the future, begins to think about what they want to become as a professional when they graduate from Fresno State. So it's the freshman and sophomore years that are critical to me. Within the freshman and sophomore years, then what we have are this triad of very challenging classes that tend to stump our students. And these are the typical ones that anyone, you know, would guess. It's mathematics with calculus, it's chemistry, and it is writing. These three classes are fundamental to our students. Yet year after year after year, we see that when our students do not successfully pass these classes, they either drop out or their graduation rate, you know, goes very, very much into the future. I'll give you just a brief example. If a student takes a class in a writing class at Fresno State, and every single freshman has to take writing at Fresno State, and gets an F in that class, they will only have a 12% chance of graduating in 6 years. So what are we doing about that? We are scaling up our resources as far as tutoring is concerned, as far as advising is concerned with our students as well. We are trying to really make our students aware that writing is not a process that is an assignment, but is more than anything, it is a journey of discovery. It's a journey of self-discovery, because when somebody writes, only that one individual will be able to write that one unique sentence. No one in the world can write the sentences like you can, or like I can, or like anybody else can. So we're trying to really focus on the power of writing as akin to the power of an identity, of knowing yourself, of developing yourself in the world, interpreting the world, and then finding yourself in the world so that you can become a leader in our community. So that's the type of strategies that we're using in order to close the equity gap and in order to close these failing grades in the writing classes. We're doing the same thing with chemistry, and we're going to do the same thing as well with calculus.
Before we wrap up, I do want to talk about this sort of unique situation that you're in that your chancellor is, of course, Fresno State's former president, Joseph Castro, someone who not only understands the job that you've been tasked with, but with whom you have a close working relationship. So to that end, I'm just curious, given the enormity of the responsibilities that fall on a university president's shoulders, did you get any advice about how to navigate the stress and how to maintain a healthy work-life balance?
Sure, yeah. Chancellor Castro, it's a wealth of advice, and he's a wealth of information as well. He has incredible insight. He's a visionary, and I truly admire him for all he's done for our valley and all he's doing for California as well. And, you know, the most valuable advice that the chancellor gave me was be true to your values. And my values right now are to further our student success, because every time our students are successful at Fresno State, we then make the community better for everyone. We elevate the quality of life for everyone in the valley. So part of my values, of course, are also my family. It's Mariana and, you know, my two sons, Arion and Leo. And then, of course, my extended family, I don't know if the listeners know this, but I'm the eight of eight. So I'm the youngest of eight children. I have five sisters and two brothers, and my father still lives in Fowler. So part of the work-life balance also goes to, you know, giving them some time, keeping up with what it is that is happening with my 15-year-old and my 13-year-old, and making sure that we're all fine at home. I think the home is the basis for everything. And then from there, you know, I grow into really working for our community through Fresno State.
Well, I've been talking with Fresno State President Saul Jimenez-Sandoval. Thank you so much and congratulations on your new role.
It's been an honor, and I love KVPR, and I love your show as well, Kathleen. I thank you for all you do as well for all of us.